Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Emmanuel.
Yo, why'd you start going with my name first?
Got switched up sometimes. I got Cam.
I need a belt and new underwear.
All right. He needs a belt and new underwear, ladies and gentlemen. I actually need a new belt too. My buckle is trash. It's falling all the way apart.
Everything on my belt is terrible. Is the lining's ripping? Yep. The buckle's bad. Yep. It's bent.
Is it a reversible?
Yes. Yep. And I'm a fan of reversibles.
I'm a fan of reversibles.
I don't know why I like reversibles so much. And I don't know if it's the convenience. I don't. I never thought about it.
Just think about it. Why do you like it? What is so hard to think about it? You like it because it can flip and pass through colors. It's reversible.
I
don't know, because I like other type of belts too. There's no real reason. I don't know.
How often do you buy belts? Because that's my thing.
Honestly, it could be the cool part of the flipping on the belt part.
The actual buckle part.
Cool. Yeah, you know, the buckle where you have to reverse it. It's not necessarily that it's brown and black.
Gotcha.
I don't know. The engineering of it makes it cool, I guess.
Yeah, I don't buy belts often because, one, now I'm not wearing jeans as much, so I'm not using my belt as much. So I don't buy belts that often. I don't know when the last time I went belt shopping specifically.
Wearing a lot of
Comfortable gentleman's pants.
Okay. I thought you were wearing leggings.
No. I mean, it's Megan's. Okay, it's man leggings. Wearing man leggings and a lot of sweats.
I'll tell you the next time I go belt shopping, because it'll be soon.
Okay. All right. But when you do that, you're also going underwear shopping.
Yes.
Okay. As in, not that yours are bad, but you just need new underwear.
No, some of them are bad.
Okay.
Yeah, remember that conversation we had a couple weeks back?
Sure.
They're getting
it's
around.
At that point. Okay.
It's time for some new underwear.
It's about that time. Yeah.
And you here to hear.
I think you
here
feel
here first.
I think you feel more like an adult when you go do these things. Like, oh,
yeah, there's a lot of adulting I have to do. There's a lot of things I need right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Belt, underwear. I need to fix one of my chains. I just need to take a trip to the mall.
Just knock it all out. They got
to take a trip to the right mall. There. Wasted my time trying to get a phone fixed for a goddamn hour.
Wow, they couldn't do it.
And the cracked screen. First of all, I thought I was going to hustle them because there's one booth at the end of the mall that's a phone repair shop. The guy tells me, oh, it's going to be $70. I was like, man, I could do $50. He was like, oh, I can't do that. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to check my other. I go down to the other end of the mall. There's another booth. I said, hey, I cracked this phone. How much can you get it for me? Dude said, you just talk to him down there. They said $70. I was like, y'all working together.
Yeah, everybody.
They own all the booths.
Y'all are hustling.
They own all the booths. So he was like, I could do 65. Yeah. I was like, I could do 60. And so they started. He was like, all right, cool. Give me 20 minutes. Walk around the mall for a little bit. By the way, Sears has a 50. I guess they're going out of.
Sears going out of business?
I don't know if it's just in
I can't
that
get Sears
or,
pictures taken no more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you need your washing pictures? Machine or something.
Go hit up Sears for a new belt and underwear.
So did you get it fixed or no?
So I went back to the spot. The dude was like, I'm sorry, buddy, but my guy, he went to go pick up the glass. I said, okay, where'd he go? He went downtown. I said, downtown L.A.? He was like, yeah, it'll be another, can you wait like an hour? I was like, bruh. I waited the hour.
Okay, you waited that because you was like, all right, I'm going to get my phone.
I walked around one more time. You know,
it ain't too much you can walk around.
Yeah, walking around. Which mall you were at?
I was at Northridge.
Oh, no, walking, ain't too much.
Walking around the mall as an adult is not as fun as it used to be when you were in middle school.
No,
it's not the attraction it used to have.
After an hour, I want
to
be out of there.
It's kids in there. First off, shouldn't y'all be in school? It'd be kids in there. But
the only attraction for the mall now for me is the food court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only thing I had laughability at is how much people in Sears, because I went in Sears and they since they shutting down in January, how much the employees didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, nobody.
They did not give a fuck. I saw like three of them huddled up in the back on their cell phones. Like,
when
yeah,
you know it's a wrap, you start. This is like the last days of school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're not. I don't give a fuck about what these teachers talking about
at all.
I'm out.
Yeah, it was how much the Sears people didn't give a fuck and how much the employees in the mall just had this. Dead eyes.
Because they don't want to be there.
Like seniors
everybody
in high
looked
school.
Like they just hated their fucking. As soon as I heard a woman yell at another employee, excuse me, man, you just.
All right. frustration.
Just fucking life.
Just frustration.
All these people are here to celebrate Christmas. Anyway, so I go back to the dude.
Yeah.
He said, oh, buddy, my man is still downtown. I just waited an hour, another hour.
Well, you should have known that how long it's going to take to get downtown.
So I said, he was like, listen, come back tomorrow. I'll fix it up for you. I come back home. I was like, all right, man. I come back home, wake up in the morning. I said I'll meet him at 10. I go to the mall. I come to him. I said, all right, you got it? He said, yes, I got it. Give me 20 minutes. Another 20 minutes.
Okay.
Walk around the mall again. There's nothing doing this fucking mall. It starts driving you insane. I walk around the mall, come back after 20 minutes. Sorry, buddy, the wrong screen. I'm like, you know what? Fuck y'all. Give me back my money. Just give me back my money. You should pay me.
Oh, yeah, gave him the money, too.
Yeah, right? I gave him the money to get it fixed. Yeah, I'm like, yo, let's get this done.
And that's funny. I went to get a screen fixed, too, my computer screen. And I went to, like, three or four different stores the first day. Each store increasingly got more. First store was, like, $675. Another store was, like, $775. Another store was, like, $800. And then I definitely wasn't going to Apple because I already know Apple's going to just go nuts. So then I finally found a store, and me and the guy had a very great conversation for like an hour. And now he's the new guy to go to. He's like, listen, I'm opening up business all around LA. If you need any phone screens fixed. So I guess I know because he was like, you need phone screens fixed, computer screens, everything. I feel like I got a brand new computer because the shit got the retina and the LCD, all that stuff. Like, oh yeah.
He fixed on the computer had?
On that computer. Yeah,
he put on a whole new.
He put on a whole new everything. Wow. And he only charged me $600 and he cleaned the inside of my computer.
That's what I need.
And he said you need to do that every 2 to 3 years. And I was like, I had no idea that you need to do that. He was like, it keeps it going for much longer, especially on the models like me and Cam got the older models. So I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. So,
detox.
Screen business is a good business because the screens is just everywhere getting fixed or need something going on or got something going on with it.
Depending on the type of phone you got, that shit can get expensive.
That shit can get definitely expensive.
I tried to get one of my Samsungs, so they told me $180 to fix the screen. I'm like, $180?
Just throw it on
my black ass.
you were at the beauty supply store this weekend?
Yeah, I was doing some more adulting. Okay. I needed a wave cap.
Yeah.
So I went to the beauty supply store, not a do-rag, a wave.
A wave.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
And I needed some.
You want to explain to our Caucasian brothers and
sisters
what
is the difference
you
between
would need a wave cap and like what the process is?
A wave cap, not for waves, but you know, I have my hair plaited, so I just need something to hold it down when I'm just lounging around so it just don't
get frizzy.
Get all frizzy and messed up when I don't want to do a do-rag. I sleep in the do-rag. But
you technically said they're not the same thing, but don't they do the same things though?
In a way, but you know the do-rag, you know you got the flap and the tie, and you can definitely hold it in place.
I understand
with
the
wave cap that can come off. I used to try to sleep in there. It's gonna come off.
I still understand what the flap is for, to be honest with you. There's no reason to have.
We'll
the flap
research
there.
It. And we'll bring it on the next podcast see what's the exact
what's the
purpose
exact
for
purpose for the flap.
I mean, I don't know if it's fashion or what.
I would think off top it's just for depending on the size of your head.
The flap,
you need more room, so sometimes the flap comes out more. You could pull it down more for tighter heads, smaller heads.
Maybe.
For tighter heads.
Tighter.
But I was in there to get a wave cap and some products for my hair.
Okay.
So, and this is not what the story's about.
All right.
So while I'm walking out, I'm looking, I'm like, all right, I like this I'm like, nah, I don't like the one I got. So let me look some more. I seen some durags when I first walked in.
Yeah.
So I go over there and I'm looking on there and I see my wave cap, but then I keep looking at all the durags and I keep seeing this familiar face on there. I'm like,
yeah.
Is he selling durags now?
Yes.
I look, Bow Wow selling durags. He had a whole display, and I mean like 30 different types. I'm talking about every color, different designs. Yeah. I even got a picture of it.
Dog. Hold on, I'm not even going to hold you up. He hasn't always been selling durags?
No. I don't know.
He just seems like a nigga that will always sell durags.
It does seem like somebody would sell durags.
Not to me. Not to me. Not, look at all the different products
here's
he got.
Here's the thing. What's it called?
Why he got brushes. He got durags.
Oh, he got a whole line. It's his
line.
I
thought it was just durags.
It's called Bow Wow X Power Wave Lux Design Durag. Then he got the brush. He got the 360 Power Wave Premium Boar Brush.
But what irritates me is why is there so much soft glow on his face?
What do you mean?
Because that's how beauty products are advertised. All boxes have soft glow.
Come on, man. Durag ain't going to do nothing to your face.
I mean, it might enhance the whole structure of your face.
It's been a long time since you wore a durag. You don't know no more, man.
I know about face.
Yeah, your face is the glow when you wear a durag.
You understand the durag business and everything they have that it goes into it. And Shy Moss.
Your face used to glow.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Shy Moss is actually leading the way for durag technology.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand the durag technology.
You don't understand the durag technology.
What do you know about the durag technology?
I know everything about it.
Man.
Technically, I had a durag before we came here, so I got seniority on the durag.
You do
right
have
now.
Seniority on the durag.
And he's the last person I expect to be selling durags. No, I don't know who I expect to see selling durags, but it's not Bow Wow.
But do you think, how much of this is he getting profit off of?
I'm going to be honest with you. He had a big display in there. They were everywhere in there. So I'm like, all right, this is a big business for him, obviously.
It's more of a business we should be in, because we had a whole song about it. I think the durag business is we.
I mean, maybe we could partner up with Bow Wow.
But the funny thing about it, it's not him that makes me want to buy this durag. I just need a durag. It ain't because your face on. I don't care who face on
it. I
don't
see a lot of faces
I just need the color I want.
Yeah.
Now, how many people actually go into the durag store and say, ooh, I need to get the one with Bow Wow?
Or you know how
what age demographic? Who is saying?
Because there's certain. I remember like so Reese's and Travis Scott did a cereal collab, I believe. And I remember KT called me and said, "I'm in a store looking for Travis Scott Reese's." I said, "Now, did you go because you just wanted Reese's Puff cereal, or did you go because?" He said he went because Travis Scott. So there might be Bow Wow fans out there that
it's
are going.
Marketing. Is you said KT?
Yeah.
It's marketing and the idiots.
It's marketing. That's what I'm saying. That's because KT knows no better whatsoever.
This nigga going out diehard searching for Travis Scott.
I said,
you a diehard fan of him.
I know. Mm-hmm. I get that, but I would let him know as well. You do know that the taste doesn't change. It's not.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not gonna taste like Kylie Jenner or nothing like it's just. Right.
But here's the funny thing about the funny thing about some of them stuff
has a little too much fake ass in it.
Like some of that stuff, like when I seen Migos and stuff doing rap snacks and stuff like that, didn't make me want to go buy that.
Not at all.
But when we were on our way to the Trap Museum, they had the rap snacks on the bus
us. Okay.
They were hidden.
It was hidden?
Oh, they were hidden. It was all different flavors, though. Some people didn't like the flavors they got, I can't remember what flavor I got.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't the Dab Ranch. I know it wasn't that. It was
that
something
just
else.
So funny.
But it was hidden.
I mean, so I guess, like I said, for diehard fans of Bow Wow, they're going to be like, okay, he has a durag. I'm going to go check this out.
I don't know why. He does it for this. Okay. For us talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah.
I don't know, because look, he's never talked about this from what I've seen.
Never
that's
seen
why
him.
I was so shocked. Like, but usually he'll promote
new, right?
Everything.
It might be new.
It could be, but still.
I'm just saying.
I got to go to his IG
but
and
I support
stuff,
black business. Just, I don't know if I'm going to support that guy. I don't need to do
it
right now.
It wasn't because of him, but if he had the wave cap I was looking for, I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. So you didn't end up purchasing.
He didn't have wave caps.
Okay, so he had durags.
I didn't
have brushes.
He had brush. I don't need a brush.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, you brush a beard.
You already know, but I don't need his type brush.
You don't. You need a little smaller brush.
I need a small brush.
All right, I get it.
Sometimes a small comb when I let it grow out.
All right, you know. I get it.
You know.
Small comb.
I understand. You know. Now, that's really funny. This I would. That's not a face I would expect. I know you little just wasn't wow. expecting that.
I just don't
but,
know.
But it was, the way you it moved great. Durags across the floor.
But it was great. It was just comedy. I just wrote it down on my phone immediately. All right, yeah.
No, that's fine. That's I mean, you know, somebody that surprised me in from hip hop to other shit. I know we gotta move on, but is Ray J. You
my bad. Hold Ray up. J. Hold up. Hold up. He is promoting.
I'm talking about let me see.
Crushed Velvet Durag.
Yo, and that picture is hilarious.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
How
hold
many
on,
views
hold
are
on,
there? How many likes
there? Hold on. It got 7,000.
Read the top three comments.
That's what I'm trying to go
you
to.
You said now. Read the top three comments.
The first one, hey guys, I'm 14-year-old producer from Asia, really working hard doing my. They oh, he did promote. He promote.
Okay, I get it. Right. I get it. I do you
think. The other one is a thumbs up.
But
other
I
one's
see
a clap.
Some fire emojis.
I mean, because like, you can't go wrong with a durag. It's helping the black community, I mean, first off. And,
yes.
And it's also helping the hair. It, you don't think it's helping the black community?
And he's promoting the pocket brush.
That's a deeper conversation we're going to have to ask ourselves later.
So it is new.
At a later time.
This was October 15th. Yeah. So oh, he's promoting the brush out. And the
well,
durag.
Listen,
man, you
well,
could have been one of the first to have one of those. You gotta go copy.
He don't
one.
Need it because obviously it's
I
making,
got my durag from four y'all.
Listen, it's making waves across the United States. So
all right, with that we going. We off it. Let's go to
you
the next
do
topic.
At least 6 months without talking about Bow Wow.
So me and Mike go to the mall the other day because I had to try to find a case for the laptop.
You didn't get no belt?
No, I didn't get a belt. I didn't get a belt. I want to go to Target.
Shopping right after this.
Might have
so
to.
We in the mall, so I'm going to find like a little cover case for the laptop because I ain't trying to make no mistakes and have my screen messed up again. So, well, first off, before I get to the candy part, there's a leather case in Apple. And I knew it was going to be expensive, but I was like, let me just see how much. It's $250.
It's brown, ain't it?
It's brown.
Brown leather always looks beautiful.
I said,
that's why I love brown
look
interior
nice,
in
but
cars.
I'm not paying that for that case to go around the laptop. Just not.
One
but,
day your tax bracket will go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, one day tax bracket go up and not pay. Yeah, but anywho, so we're coming out the mall, and we see these two young gentlemen outside selling candy. I immediately dash the other way. I go the other way. And me and Mike got in this whole deep discussion about it's got to stop. The candy selling outside the mall got to stop. You don't play for nobody. I know you don't play for nobody. You look 25 years old.
Talking about I'm 13.
Talking about can you help my football team? Get your ass out of here. I know you're not like I know it. I just know it. It's never any type of parents around.
Bro, you got more of a beard than Cam. What are you talking about?
Listen, it's never no type of parents around. You don't never
should have gave him a Bow Wow brush.
He had never have a college rule notebook paper with put your email down. I'm not signing that for you to be
soliciting me.
Soliciting me. I was like, this candy selling has stopped. Then it be candy I ain't never heard of or never even seen, and it just don't look good. It look old in the box. I'm like, this candy selling got to stop. It's another way. It's too many
it's
apps
funny
online.
Because when I was an optimist, I don't remember ever having to sell
I
candy.
Never did
I sold
that.
Candy in school.
In school.
We had that school, but I would just give that to my parents. They take it to work.
Yeah.
You know, remember the pamphlet?
Yeah.
But never had to
and
sell
then we was like, is somebody telling him? We was like, it's even a bigger problem. Maybe there's candy pimps out here. And it's like, all right.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Candy trafficking?
Yeah, candy trafficking. Like telling y'all to go out and sell this candy on the corner and don't come back till you bring me my money.
Me and my girl were, this was a couple months back. We're walking into, I think, Ross because that's all we could afford at the time.
Okay.
Now.
Well, I mean, TJ Maxx, where you go
with belts. That's a good place to go with belts.
That's a great place to go with
belts. Candles,
so
too.
We're about to walk into this joint. I think it was Ross or some shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We were walking into the place and a kid comes up to us. Black kid walks up and says, hey, excuse me. Can you support my basketball team? Da da da, and I'm immediately about to say sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
You know, I just don't. I'm you good. Know, my I guess I have no empathy.
I'll support
but,
sports.
yeah, I just know what the hustle is. And my sweet,
yes,
loving girlfriend decided she was like, oh, I'm feeling bad, and I'm looking, and while I'm looking at her pull out this dollar or whatever, I look down, right down the pathway leads to the street.
Yeah, yeah,
and I see. Two people in a car, one nigga in a wheelchair, and one lady looking outside the car just waiting on them. And I'm like, these people are straight up hustling right now.
Straight up hustling right now.
And if people gonna fall for it, fine. I'm sad that my girl had to take an L for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason people gonna keep doing it is because it worked.
Yeah,
I got it. I know how to stop it.
What's going on?
If you wanna stop it. we live in the digital age.
Yep.
We live in an age where even mostly kids, all their life is online.
Yeah.
Oh, support my basketball team. Show me your basketball highlights on YouTube.
Yeah, show me your clips.
Let me see your highlights. If he can't pull up his highlights, he's not playing for a team.
Yeah, I can't.
Because every kid these days going to have his highlights on his phone.
Yeah.
Not even if it's not posted, you're going to have some type of clips of you playing.
That's hilarious.
This is the world we live in. That is fun. Yeah. So next time they come up to you, can you support my football team or basketball team? Let me see your highlights.
Pull it out of your phone. No, I can't. Now, let me see your motherfucking highlights.
If you can't supply the highlights, I can't.
Well, you ain't good enough to get this dollar in.
Well, you don't start and I don't start giving you money either. Let me see the highlights. That's funny. I was just like, yo, y'all gotta, this gotta stop. Like, even in high school, like you said, we sold candy, but that was on our own turn, like in the school. Like, I was like, if somebody's out there saying, here, go sell this stuff, where they at? Where they, where, I'll never see them. And why I don't never see white kids out selling candy?
No, I definitely do.
I definitely do. You seen some white kids selling candy? Yeah. For a football team?
No, I seen Girl Scouts. Like,
I seen Girl Scouts. I seen
that type of thing.
White kids, yeah. It was baseball or soccer. No.
Don't think that's any less of a scam.
No, it probably is.
And the niggas just trying to make a dollar on the corner, all right?
I seen baseball and soccer.
That shit is a scam.
You seen baseball and soccer.
Baseball and soccer.
Okay, you seen baseball and soccer. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Sue, you were selling candy?
Sue? Were you a candy seller?
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Never sold candy.
Oh, okay.
Well, never sold candy. That's what you guys say. Because
she said drugs is what I said.
I'm interested. She'll be going to jail.
When they come to me, I just give them the money and they can keep the candy.
Oh, okay. Right, well, that's nice. That's
ask
nice.
For their highlights.
Yeah, ask for their highlights next time.
Just to test it out.
Say, Dorm Tamer told me you guys have highlights. Give me the highlights.
I'm interested in this story.
Yeah.
Because I heard nothing about this.
Yeah, so this was kind of trending recently that, this is lack of details, but a guy was sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. He ended up having a seizure.
Okay.
In his cell or whatever.
Yeah.
By the time he got to the hospital, they said he was clinically dead.
Yeah.
But they resuscitated him back to life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As he came back to life, he said, well, I should be out of jail now. I served my life sentence. I died. And you brought me back. And not to mention, here's the thing that throws a wrench in it to where you could legitimize it a little bit.
Yeah.
He was, what's the thing when you say you don't want to be brought back to life?
Oh.
Sue?
A DNR. Do not resuscitate.
Do not resuscitate. So he had a do not resuscitate order on it. I guess through his family, his brother.
Because he knew he had seizures and stuff, and so he was like, if he died.
I think he was just willing to die. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. So they still brought him back to life.
Yeah.
So now he's like, yo, I was cool with dying. You brought me back to life. Now I should be free.
Honestly.
Now, okay.
Honestly.
Hold on. Before we get into that, can you give me two details? How long did he serve before he died? And what did he do?
And what was his sentence?
He got life.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to know what he did.
Yeah, what he did.
What did he do?
He didn't want to go back to jail. Let me finish the story, too, what I know. The judge, so he went to court for it. The judge ended up telling them, no, they ruled against it because they didn't want to set the precedent of people trying to kill themselves to be brought back to life and try to get out of jail.
That's hilarious.
Wait. Before we get into it, because this is great.
Yeah.
How long did he serve before he died, and what did he do?
Yeah, we got
to
know.
That's what I need to know.
We got
to
know what he did.
But even while you're doing in the meantime, my
grandmother, I remember we had a conversation. I still have it saved on my computer, on my phone. We had a conversation. She was like, I'm at the age where if I'm dead or I die, she was like, don't revive me because I'm in a better place. She was like, I don't want to come back to nonsense and pain if I'm already gone. She was like, that's selfish. I don't want to come back if I'm already gone.
Wait, look. Now, I'm not saying for your grandmother, but for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in heaven and hell.
Yeah.
What happens if you die?
You like,
for that split second, you go to hell, and you told them do not resent
it. No,
bring me back so you can get your life together
and then go
and turn it around. So, for her to say that, that means she's been living her life, right?
She knows where she's going.
So she knows she's going to heaven. I feel it. But if you 50-50 with it,
you better resuscitate me. bring me back. Bring me back. Yeah.
But the chances, what happened if you make it to heaven? You're like, no.
That's what she was like. She was like, what if I'm right there and I all of a sudden get pulled back and I'm back in pain? She was like, I don't be feeling
it's,
that.
If you can't find it, it's yeah, fine. It's we can go, with it. We can go without it.
This shit is so funny. But here's the thing. It's on the New York Times.
He has a point.
He has a very it's valid funny, point.
But this is a point that we have to think about.
Yeah.
Look, he said, do not resuscitate me if I die.
If that back. Clause wasn't in there, he might not.
Yeah, because of that clause, though.
He has a legitimate
but
reason.
But then I understand the judge. But this is what pissed me off about judges in the court. I always say use common sense. Why they finally use common sense in this one? I don't want to set the precedent for people to kill them. When it's common it's sense common on a lot of cases, lot of shit, like, come on, man, common sense. This the lady who shot in the air to stop her husband from beating her got sentenced to jail because she shot the gun. I'm like, come on, common sense. She didn't shoot at him or kill anyone.
But that's like people who sue McDonald's for the coffee was too hot.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, you made me
motherfucker,
fat.
Motherfucker, you see the steam coming off this.
You know what I'm saying? People sue McDonald's because they made them fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
and we throw that common sense out.
Exactly.
When they
be
win.
Some of this
so
shit,
why
so
can't he win in this situation?
Especially if he said, I do not want to be resuscitated.
He said, let me go.
He said, I'm willing to die. And you brought him back. I think there's cause for an argument.
And technically, he served his life sentence.
What are people saying? What's the public opinion?
I mean, it's not.
I need to know what he did. I need to know what he did. Because if he raped a bunch of kids, I see why people are, you're staying in there. And rightfully so. He did something bad to get life. But if he did this, to, you know, the three strike rule.
Where
he
murdered somebody. It depends on why he murdered depends on what he did, what they did. You know, if it was a self-defense, I don't know.
I feel him on, man. I said, do not resuscitate me. Why did you bring me back?
Mr. Schreiber, 66, was sentenced to life without parole after being convicted of murder for killing a man. Damn, this New York Times keeps asking me to subscribe.
Oh, okay. So it ain't trying to give you the whole
thing. Here's also the wrench in here.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Like, when someone's coming to save you, how do you know you a DNR?
Wait, how? When someone's coming
to save you, something's happening. Yes, they come to give you medical help. How do they just know you a DNR on spot? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I don't know how they would know.
That
could have
been confusing thing. I got to go look in your records to see. Like, I don't know.
You didn't want to be resuscitated too.
Like, say, God forbid, I was this. Home alone with your grandma.
Yeah,
she went down. I'm trying
you
to resuscitate.
Yeah.
I didn't know she didn't want to be resuscitated. I'm trying to save your grandma.
You know how funny that looks? You saving somebody's life, they wake up and go, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
It looks like for something he did.
Now I'm the bad guy for doing the right thing. So.
Something hilarious. He did in 96 or something.
Oh, 96? Yeah.
He's done some time. He's something he did
in 96.
Murder.
He's been here since we in third grade.
96? Murder.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Back in the 90s, that was doing a lot was going on. It was murder.
Pop just died.
Yeah.
It was a crazy year.
So murders was going on. So yeah. I mean, he did his life.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, like, I told you not to resuscitate me.
Yeah.
But
how do you know?
It's like, yeah, as a medical, I see what he said. As a medical examiner or
whoever,
I got to
look that up, right? Before I come save you, I'm like, hold on, look up the computer.
I think the brother or something called in to say that.
Oh, yeah, as soon as they called his brother. Yeah,
they called his brother. You check with family. As soon as somebody, if you got shot, they're going to look up who
like,
is this person.
Let
me call their family. If they say, you're okay, don't resuscitate them, and that's what it is.
Wait, I'm confused, though. Because, like, when he first dying, that's when I'm starting to get medical attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not calling his
brother. I don't have time. Oh, I may not even know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, no. I just think that he must have some good butt. Because somebody in prison said, I need him to stay alive. I need that ass back in my cell. No. My roommate's ass is too good.
Well, it wasn't the prisoners.
Is that Frank over there, Don? Get his ass up. Get Frank's ass up.
Panic, everyone. Stay Frank.
That's my booty for the past 2 weeks. Wake up.
Before we go to this break, though, since we're on prison, I wanted to talk. Did y'all hear about the Alexis Crawford?
Mm-mm.
So it was this girl who went to Clark Atlanta University that was missing for a couple of days, and they just found her body.
Yeah.
So she died. Yeah. And everyone was wondering.
Murdered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wondering what happened. And they were talking to the roommate. Roommate says she hasn't seen her since she went to class. Never came. She took her to the liquor store the night before and came back. When she woke up in the morning, she wasn't there, whatnot, and all this thing. Come out, the roommate and the roommate's boyfriend killed her.
Yeah.
Jesus and Christ. Everyone's trying to figure out why, what happened, what's the motive. They found that in the system, she went to the police a couple days earlier to file a sexual assault case against the boyfriend. Mm. So they're assuming the boyfriend killed her and the roommate helped him or something. It was something that came about where that's what everyone believes is trash. The motive. But it's so trash. The roommate
was a so female. Girl. That's
so it's trash. Like,
wow.
You threw your life away.
For what?
For both of them threw their life away for what? Took this young lady's life.
For what?
For no reason. It's like everyone's talking about this. Everyone's like really upset about this. Make it's sense. Senseless.
It's very senseless. The girls, what, she was young? Like
they all 21. They all 21. They all went to Clark. It just doesn't make sense.
Me and Cam was talking about this. We was like, I don't know. It's just something about just senseless things that I don't know if it's a imbalance in the brain. Like, because even with the guy that stabbed the dude at Popeyes
and killed him.
And killed.
Now you going to jail for chicken? Life over a chicken sandwich.
Over chicken? Like,
it's not over chicken. It's over pride.
But I mean, it's over pride, but it just happened in the chicken in the chicken establishment. But it's like, for what? Now the man dead and his family suffering. Now you going to jail.
Your family suffering. So imagine that's your dad. You a teenager. Your dad going to jail for killing someone over a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
My dad.
You going to be mad.
Yeah.
Because he's out of your life now for a chicken sandwich.
For a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. But yeah, all this shit don't make no sense. None of it makes sense.
This is my thing, though. You also got to look, and this is just for the sake of giving a different perspective. Obviously, what they did is wrong. They shouldn't have killed nobody. Yeah. But to understand, like, if this dude was a future NBA player, scholarship on the line, da-da-da-da-da-da. All his life has come to this. He's young. He doesn't know what the fuck. He feels like his life is about to get ruined. You can understand motive in that sense. Not that I agree with it at all, but it's not just as easy like, oh, what? You going to go tell a sexual assault? I'm about to kill you. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's at stake?
Yeah, but no. Look, well, I'll bring it down some more. First, it's his fault. Why are you doing that in the house where you got your girlfriend? Yeah. And she went and told the roommate, and the roommate obviously didn't take her side.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's an aspiring rapper. That's what they say.
Okay, well.
And he also had a record before this that's pending. He got a theft case, something, some other case already. So he already had a record. So I don't know, but it just doesn't make sense. Like, it was the death by asphyxiation. So basically they suffocated her. So either they choked her or something.
That's a lot.
So this is a personal murder. This is premeditated.
Yeah.
This ain't like the chicken sandwich. That may be manslaughter, second degree murder, but this is premeditated. Yeah, so they get convicted. They getting life.
Well,
it's just crazy to me that, like, you've never murdered anybody before. This can't be their first one. When you do
it's crazy about that.
Like, I'm about to just go ahead and murder somebody,
like,
right now.
Murder
not
you.
Even on some street shit. Like, I'm gonna like go into like whatever room whatever, and I'm gonna suffocate this person there, and I gotta hide their body. Like,
that's
premeditation.
That's wild.
This is not just niggas shooting on the street or whatever. This is,
well, if they serve life, they gotta talk to Buddy and see how they can die and resuscitate.
And so, to get two people in the same college to be on the same page.
Well, they were in a relationship.
Yeah, they were in a relationship. So
a
different.
Lot of people saying she dumb to follow this trash man, but some people saying, hey, hold on before we say that. She could be the mastermind behind this and had him do this. So we don't know until all the details come out.
People are very manipulative, so you don't know.
Yeah, it's just a sad situation over nothing. Like,
shit. Well, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
T.I. Clifford Harris.
I call him Hyman Harris.
Hyman Harris, my guy. The rubber Shout band man.
Don't kill me, please.
The rubber band man. Yeah. So he was on a podcast and they were talking about, you know, just different sex stuff and all this stuff. And he basically said that he...
With his kid, right? With,
his daughter.
With his daughter, yeah. And
well, I don't know if she was on it.
I don't think she was on it. He was talking about her. I think he was talking about when she was 16. I think she's like 18 now.
He said up to 18. Oh, okay. That Hyman's still not yeah. broke.
So he said at 16, when he first, I guess he first went to the OBGYN, the gyno, and then... And he went to go make sure that, you know, her hymen was still intact, that she wasn't having sex, that she was still a virgin. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the internet goes up in an uproar, you know, feminists coming out the woodwork, and it's just, you know, it's all types of, everybody has different opinions of everything. And I'm not going to lie, I laughed when he first said it, I laughed, because I was like, this in the way he, oh, and I take it to the doctor, and I asked the doctor, is there anything, the doctor always comes and asks, is there anything I have to get consent from you? So I look at my daughter. Is there anything we need to talk about
and see, before? That's the, and right there is the bad part. Because that's intimidation. That's intimidation. She don't want him to be in there. She don't want him to have this information. But what you going to say to your dad looking at you right there? No. She intimidated. She's scared.
But I felt Charlamagne. He was like, why are we not talking about this father being in this woman's life? Because that's like he's there. He's in her life. I'm not saying he gotta be there in the gyno, but sound like a dad that cares.
But he's a dad who cares, but he's going about it in the wrong.
He might be overprotective.
If you
leave
a note on the door saying,
"Yeah, that's
it's that time," and then you say, "I need to know that," all you care about, you don't care about the health of her.
Yeah, yeah.
You just care about making sure that hymen's intact. Yeah. She's not having sex. All he care about.
But like you said, that can happen. The hymen can break during other exercises, like they said, horseback riding and all that stuff. Yeah.
That was the funny part of this.
That was
because when the doctor said, "Now, Mr. Harris, it could be a hymen can break in horseback riding." Bike riding or gymnastics. He say, well, my daughter don't ride no horses, she don't ride no bike, and she don't play no sports. Play no sports. Tell me my results. So yeah. Like, and then he said, expeditiously. I'm like, come on.
That's what I knew. Because I only read it. I didn't even hear it.
I didn't even hear it.
I
only read it.
Because I heard it.
As soon as I saw expeditiously, I said, he did it. Yeah, he said it.
He said it.
That's him.
He said it.
Expeditiously.
That's T.I. I mean, so maybe the way he go about it different, but I was like, it's your house. It's your.
Here's my
two. But it's a little violating, though.
No, it's a little violating. It's violating privacy, but at the same time,
it's
I'm
a violation of her medical rights. Honestly,
you
fight for these rights.
And
they got rights.
And she signed the papers. So he got
it. Yeah, because it was intimidation, though, man.
You better stand up. You better.
But is it intimidation?
It's not intimidation.
Or is it just
he
asked
a question.
It's a child.
Look, if you with your child in the room, is there a reason I shouldn't be in here? And you look at them. A lot of children go.
Exactly, but it's your child. You own that little person until they leave your house.
They leave your house. It's his house.
But look, I got two.
Yeah, it's two sides.
I got two sides.
Look, let me explain my part.
Okay.
If I have a daughter, I'd rather her to be able to talk to me about anything
for sure.
than that. That way, she ain't talking to him.
Yeah.
All it is fear. That is fear. I'd rather if she gonna have sex, she come talk to me so we can do it the proper way, because they gonna do what they want to do regardless.
Granted, I don't know their whole relationship, so I don't know if they talking outside. I don't know. Like, this could be their relationship, but I do understand what you're saying. It does.
I'd rather just be open, be able to talk to me about any situation. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah. Completely 100% agree with
you. Yeah,
that's
sure.
the way I would handle
for sure.
And like, One thing I've said all the time, stay out your kids' panties.
Yeah.
Just leave it. They're going to do what they want to. Let them talk to you when they're ready. You talk to them. Give them, give them some guidance. Tell them, hey, this is that.
I don't need to go with you to the Ghana.
Like, I don't need to go. If you want me to go,
it's different.
Fine. If you, ask you, your mother, whoever's around, whatever, I'm down.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's something about guys.
Yeah.
When they have daughters, especially a lot in the black, it's where everybody, we talk about the most, I feel like. But, like, when they have daughters, it's like, I feel like a lot of guys start feeling, they know how much of a slut they were back in the day.
For sure.
That they put that on every other man that's out there, which this world, I mean, there's some guys that are eat you up and spit you out type of shit. But if you prepare both your kids for what the world is and tell them, hey, and I'm not a parent, so I'm speaking from being a child raised. But like, I just feel like I responded most to just talking to me, telling me what's good about life. Hopefully you raise a child well enough with a good heart and a smart enough brain to, well, then make the right decision.
Yep.
They may fuck up in life. They may sleep with the wrong person or
they
whatever.
Are.
But
everyone
they are
does.
Gonna sleep. Yeah, it's just gonna happen. So
circle
you might as well just stay out of their panties.
Look, perfect example.
Stay out they panties.
Or their boxes.
Go ahead with your example.
I was going to say, I watched a Marlon stand up in person one day a couple years ago, and he was talking about his kids and how he learned to discipline his kids. He said he didn't want to do it like how he got raised and beat and yelled at. He's like, what he learned work? To say, I'm disappointed. Just come and have that talk and say, I'm disappointed in you. He said, they just break down. They can't handle you being disappointed. He said, I found it.
That's real shit.
They have the conversation. I'm like, you ain't got to do all those scare tactics sometimes. Because sometimes that drives them to rebel.
To rebel,
you know what I'm saying? I'd rather you just want to talk.
Yeah, I want a good friendship, but as well as
I'm going to keep it real.
I'm a parent. And I do own your ass until you get out of here. But here brings me to another point. Here's looking at the opposite side. This is T.I.'s child. Like I just said, you're my child. I get to do what you want. So my side is like, how can I judge this man who seemed to have raised a pretty good family?
I can't
who
judge
seemed
him.
Like we grew up watching, I mean, for the last 10 whatever years.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long. That's a long time. I don't know how long it's been. But
it's been a minute, bro. Look that up. I'm pretty sure T.I.'s Family Hustle's been on close to 10 years.
Jeez.
At least 8.
How old am I now?
You 31.
45.
Really?
So I'm not one to judge how you handle your business.
Yeah.
All right? So this is how, like, this is his family.
Yeah.
And if that's how they do it, you know, and you could say, oh, she's mad about, if she's
2011.
Ready to move out or whatever.
That's, 8 years.
Yeah, 8. So, but the thing is, my two things that I truly disagree about with T.I. is that, or at least what he said in this particular interview, is that you don't treat your son the same way.
Yeah.
Which I think you got to treat your kids equally.
Equally.
All right. Both tell them, like, yeah, if you want her to wait till marriage, why tell your son wait?
Check his time.
And why the fuck you want to wait till marriage? Let her go have fun. Like, let her do what the fuck she wants. But, like, you know, with smart brain and a good heart. So I'm just saying, you know, you treat your kids equally. Yeah. You know, if he's treating the saying, you know, I'm going to come check your hymen and fuck some of them bitches over there. You know, like,
you can't do that.
You know, you're creating a weird dynamic of how she grows up. She sees herself less than men, all this weird shit. And then number two, you putting that out there publicly.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that.
Because now he put this off for all of us to critique and to talk about.
And she was retweeting the stuff that was.
Exactly.
She was retweeting, like, this is an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, of
and this is a lot. Like, think about it. It's the doctor's a guy and her dad. She was in this room as a child. It's a lot. It's intimidation.
First off, I was like, why he had to say it? He didn't have to disclose none of this information.
Because it don't even have to be that bad. If a single dad goes to his daughter's gynecologist and say, let me look at what she got, we wouldn't be saying nothing. But just because she has a mom, why can't the dad take her? And this is what I'm saying.
No, but
I don't agree
with
that.
It's not about what him taking her now. It's about why he's taking her.
Yeah.
Putting a note on the door.
That's extra.
And he's only going for the hymen.
Her birthday or something?
Every birthday.
He's only going to check the hymen. He don't care about nothing else. He just want to know, is the hymen intact?
I don't agree with man. Why the intention, man?
Everything goes out the window because the intention is wrong.
Yeah, the intention
tendon is like wrong.
Everything. The tendon was wrong. I laughed because it's comedy. I'm going to laugh, but I was like, yeah, this is so extra. There's no need for nothing. This didn't need to be out. It's just like, this is all.
That's why you don't do interviews. Just stay home.
Just chill.
Because you never know what you might just mess up and say.
I finally finished Hustle and Flow.
Rhythm
and Flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit's and good. I enjoyed that shit so great much. Show. I was enjoying loving T.I. Mm-hmm. T.I. is hilarious. He makes me fun. And then he makes great music. But to go from that to this whole situation was funny. Like, my girl, like, she definitely wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah, no, you
know?
Of course.
And I don't expect any woman to fuck with it.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying how a man handles his household, that's how he does. But he fucked up. But one thing I can agree with is treating your kids
less than equal. Because you got to tell your son the same shit. Like, yeah, man, don't be out here doing it or whatever. I already told your
this
sister.
This is what you're doing. You're telling women that, or you're telling at least young girls coming up that, hey, all men are out there are dogs, and you don't mess with them, essentially.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you go into your son, hey, son, become a dog.
Become a dog, yeah.
What is it? So you raising a monster, dog. And then you telling your girl, it doesn't make sense. Your kids equally with the same values and all that shit.
At the end of the day, like, it goes back to what we say. It's just like, let them make their choices, and then you just raise them the best way they can. Like, if they want you there, cool. If they don't want you there, just, all right, let them.
At least that's what I said. That's what I think you think. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. But it's him.
If he has a different way. But my two things is the equal and putting it out there for everybody, because it felt like you kind of shitting on your daughter. Out there like
it's embarrassing. Right.
If I'm not a single father, honestly, my wife. Yeah, y'all go handle that.
Handle your thing. If you want me to come,
all right. Yeah. But I ain't gonna be in there. Doctor, let me know. I don't even want to be in the room. I'm gonna wait in the waiting room. I may go around the block to the mall, get a belt while y'all in there.
Dog, that's hilarious.
I might go to the mall and get a belt and get some of them Shine Moss durags.
Shine Moss durags. Come back a durag for everybody. How'd it go?
Hey, baby, how'd it go? Here's a durag.
It's durag for you, straight from Shine Moss. From Bow Wow.
Keep
Bow
your hair in place at night.
You keep your hominin intact, I give you two durags.
That is funny.
Speaking of durags and black, Pixar got his first black lead in a movie.
He's wearing a durag.
No, he might.
An animated durag.
He might. That'd be great.
That's kind of funny.
He might. Yeah. But yeah, Jamie Foxx is the lead, and it actually looked good.
It does look good.
And it's Pixar, so you know it's going to be good. What's a bad Pixar movie?
When you said first black lead, I was like, oh shit. It is. I don't know why it's surprising.
I'm sorry. When you said an animated durag, you ever seen the movie, what is it, the little toaster that the vacuum?
I know what you're talking about. I love that movie. Yes.
Sue, you know what I'm talking about? The little toaster that but anyway, it was like a bunch of inanimate objects. I mean, like a vacuum cleaner and a toaster and there's other things that come to life. And this house closed down or something that they were living in, and they moved. They had to go on an adventure, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine that with some like hood things.
Oh,
like
that's kind of funny.
Like you said, you know what I'm saying?
Some Murray's hair grease,
some like Murray's hair grease, some Tim's.
A wife beater.
And a white tee.
Let me think.
Some pink lotion.
Maybe somebody's cut off dread.
A grill.
A grill.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
And they go through an adventure to get out the hood.
Hold on.
So the durag's the leader. Yeah. And he's like, come on, his strings are like the arms. Like we gotta stand up.
You know what happened?
What about a hot sausage?
A hot sausage?
Yeah, hot sausage.
White people don't eat hot sausage?
I don't know about
that.
Quarter water.
So you eat hot sausages?
Yeah.
That's all okay, I'm like. Right. Well, Sue half black.
She's not, but she from up north, which kind of makes you a quarter black. Have you ever got genetic testing or whatever
the
it's
23andMe? Yeah, she said, that's funny.
I'm trying to think, because this is very interesting.
No, this is very, like, all the hood out there.
This movie
be in
we were talking about. It's called The Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah, it's called
Forget the Pixar movie. Okay. Let's make our own Pixar movie, man.
No, I mean, don't forget it. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. It's going to be a good movie.
I didn't have much more to say. I just wanted to shout it out.
Yeah,
shout out.
This is more interesting. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's the lead. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care about that no more. I want to get back to this.
So the durag's the lead. That's the main character.
Durag's the main character. I think the situation is
okay.
The historically black neighborhood is getting gentrified. Right. The family that was in there got kicked out, but they had to leave all their shit.
So this is the short film that comes on right before the movie. This,
yeah, one it's kind of like a Toy Story situation. Now this shit wants to get back to his family.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they go on this journey.
And so you cut to the kid, and he's like, I can't find my...
Mom, I just missed...
Can't just get another durag, but no, that's my special durag.
It's a Shad Moss durag, Mom. You don't understand.
I need my durag back.
Yeah, kid, Mom, I didn't even get to get my durag. I mean, my Timbs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the Timbs come to life, the durag comes to life, okay. And says, y'all, we got to get the fuck out of here.
We got to fuck out of here. The hood's being gentrified.
Yeah.
I got to get back. I got to get back to Jermaine.
Yeah.
Jermaine missed me. I need to get back on his head, you know.
Rome definitely got to play the Timbs.
Yeah, I got to play the Timbs.
I got some Timbs voice.
You got a Timbs voice. You got a Timbs voice.
That's hilarious.
Just all the Timbs say a dead ass.
Right. dead ass, though,
for real. For real.
And the Timbs like, man, we got to put our best foot forward.
The grill going to sound like Paul Wall.
That's hilarious. What it do, baby?
We are in.
How we forget a blunt? You got.
Have a blunt. Blunt. He forgetting everything because he high. He just.
Hey, y'all, what we about to do? And then say, well, we about to do this. We about to do that. And then we gonna get up out of here. And then he come back. Hey, y'all, what we about to do? He sounded like me. That's why I'm gonna play blunt.
The movie gonna be called "We Finna Go."
We finna go.
We finna go.
Pixar story. We finna go.
Pixar Black.
I don't know what y'all gonna do, but we finna go. So
you said Pixar Black.
Pixar Black.
Hey, yo, Pixar, holla at us. We got you.
We write you a quick movie.
Pixar Black.
If they did that as one of their animated shorts,
yeah,
how fire would that be?
Nah, that would be.
We could tone it down, but if they actually did like a hood version,
that's really funny. Like that could be made. That's hilarious.
That would be
like Sausage Party, but for inanimate black objects.
We gonna have to write like a 10-page short for that. Yeah, right? That's funny. And the movie's called Soul.
Yes, it's the Black Pixar movie.
So James Harden. So this guy did a bunch of research.
Did you say James Harden?
James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden.
This guy did a bunch of research.
Yeah.
Put a chart together with his stats and everything, mm-hmm. and came to the conclusion James Harden plays worse in cities with good strip clubs.
Makes sense.
He put that together?
Yeah, yes. He put the chart together. Not James Harden, the guy
who did the research.
Oh, I thought you said James Harden.
This guy did research, and you can go and look it up. You can download it and look at it. He plays worse in cities with good strip clubs. And they say he has an affinity for strip clubs.
Yeah.
And they say when he's out late, he plays bad.
Yeah.
So in cities like Miami, Houston, Atlanta, he plays terrible.
Yeah, I mean, which makes sense.
And they got the stats to back it up. They say his worst is in Miami.
The better strip club, the worse he played. Because he goes out the night before.
Yes.
Why are you going out the night? That's just not even responsible.
Strip club. I feel bad for places like Utah. Harden gonna be
eating y'all. He whooping ass out there.
He going off in New York too.
Oh yeah,
New York strip clubs are not good.
They bartenders is great, but
Atlanta Hawks, you got a chance every year.
Every year you got
every chance.
Miami, Houston, and Atlanta.
Yeah,
y'all beating.
It's a wrap for you.
Yeah.
It's like, but why? I wouldn't condone going to the strip club the night before. Maybe go after. Like,
I wouldn't condone going out late any night before a big game.
It don't make sense.
You can go out, but don't stay out late.
Yeah. So, and the strippers probably be in there telling them, like, you know, you got a game tomorrow. Oh, it's all right. I don't play defense anyway.
They want
so.
That money. They don't be trying to tell them to get out of there. That's losing money.
That is losing
money. They don't say that at all.
That's funny.
They say that when he's finally leaving. Good luck tomorrow.
I wonder what made him do market research. I wonder if he's a Houston fan.
I don't know.
He might have been like, you know what? Why the fuck is he playing so wild right now? I need to see what's going on.
It was so interesting. I was reading the whole article. I'm like, that's the type of articles I want.
That's very interesting.
Those are great conversations.
Statistical report on
that's what I want to see on SportsCenter. Like, athletes. They should have brought him on SportsCenter.
Yeah, and like, broke
if
it down.
I saw that had a show. Come on.
Like,
we going to break this down. We going to talk about this.
Talk about the stats, what his numbers looking like in these cities.
I want to see E60 on this. Yeah, I want them to come in that dark room and say James Harden plays worse in cities with good strip clubs, and let's break it down and show me footage of how bad he played. Did this happen during playoffs?
Okay. I want confessionals from some of the strippers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like talking about,
Well, I seen him come in that night, and he looked like
I actually want the strippers to get scientific with it.
Okay, break it down.
Yeah, they break it down. Well, most clients tend to come in here because they want something more physical. They don't have it at home, so we provide not only a sense of satisfaction. satisfaction and pleasure, but also ass and titties.
Ass and titties. No, for
sure. They said Houston Strip Club honored him with a banner. That's how much he be in there.
Nah, that's hilarious.
Well, he got a banner in the strip club. I can't be mad at it. Well, I'm saying when he in there, he throwing all types of money because they got he got endorsement money. He got all contract stupid, know, so he just
strip
he
club just is fun, money. Man. Sorry, you know, but I just
but
I
that's
just,
not the fun part to me. That's throwing not the, fun the money. No, the lap dance is the fun. I want to hand money. No, I don't
you know
want
what's
throw
fun
money.
About that for him and for most niggas is you the man.
Nah, now I don't get off on that.
You the
you
man.
Get that pleasure.
Oh, because you the on one that. In there doing, and they say, all right, y'all, you know what I'm saying? He down there throwing James money. Make Hart. Sure y'all, make sure y'all, we got James Hart in the building. He throwing bands on bands. Make sure y'all throwing bands too.
Once you see that beard walk in through the door,
yeah.
All that the strippers gonna move. Yeah, inside. That he makes me feel. All the
no, that makes me feel inadequate. Uncomfortable. Yeah. That makes me feel uncomfortable because now I'm gonna feel. Now me, the way my mind set up, I'm already very observant. Now I'm gonna be looking.
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel like a target now, or I'll make people mad because they came here this night and I'm taking all the girls. Like, nah,
it's too much attention. Nah, that's
too
lot,
much attention. I don't like a lot of attention. That's too much attention.
That's a lot because you
know.
It, now I do want to do it once.
Exactly.
Once.
But the fact that you want to do it
no,
once.
No, but
that
here's the thing.
Like
I'm not gonna stay
it.
In there.
I don't
there.
Care no more.
You
would like
I'm gonna
it,
stay
bro.
In there and go, and then walk.
You would like it. Like
nah, but it's not one of those things at the top of a
remember
of
that
a
time
list.
We were going to the club one time and Mike came around with those 30 people with his shirt flying flinging
nah,
open.
That was a
you
different.
Know how good I'm sure he felt right in that moment.
But that was before he ran four agreements and got his life together.
Good for him.
I think Mike's a different person now. I think.
I'm just saying.
I think.
I'm just no, but whether he's that, I don't think.
I know.
Has
I'm
to
just saying.
He's
talking about the feeling of.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
saying
yeah.
that it's just that was a good moment to do that.
It was.
It
yeah,
feels
yeah.
good to
it
do feels, that. Yeah, it feels yeah. good. And if you are an NBA player with millions of dollars,
yeah.
where you have the money to do that anytime you want in any city,
but to have a banner,
yo,
how many times?
I'd rather.
Do you have
I'd rather just pay for dinner for everyone. That would
yeah,
make me feel way
nice.
Better than throwing money
yeah,
in
that's
strip
not
club.
Like, that's not
honestly.
That's not ass and titty. You're not no, helping honestly, nobody's college
like,
fund.
My
that.
Fun in strip club, if I go, is
yeah.
getting a lap dance.
No, for sure.
Me throwing money ain't getting me no dance.
But he's also
like,
probably getting
no,
the dance while he's throwing
too.
While
yeah.
he's throwing the money.
Yeah, but I don't know. No.
Yeah, but
I want to hand you money. I don't want
to
throw it.
But to get a banner, what is the how many times do you have to go to get a banner? I need that's why I need
about how many times you got to go is how much money you spend.
So you can go one time and spend.
Yeah, because I remember one time Rick Ross spent. He took out like $100,000 or maybe even more. One time they had to get like trucks to back
that's
this
wild.
In
that
you were gonna
wild.
Give him a banner for that so he'd come back and do that
yeah,
again
it has to be a rack
but
it's 100,000 at least
for to be qualified so it's like a Hollywood star
yeah
it's
yeah.
like to get qualified in a Hollywood strip club
you come out
walk
here
of fame
balling you throw
a hundred you get it that's a lot of money
dollars?
In this
oh,
just throwing it in the strip club
oh my god no I can't do that
like I love ass and titties as much as next man. I don't, not that much. I spend $40 sometimes. Be mad.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be really honest.
Talk
if
to
I
me.
Never go to a strip club again in
it
my life,
hurt you.
I'm not gonna be sad.
It
I'm
be,
not
yeah.
gonna miss.
It's not gonna
like, this is not that serious for me.
Yeah. It's
of
not
course,
that
I'm gonna go again.
Yeah. But, it's
but
not
I'm
that.
Saying if they said you're banned, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So one time, there's one.
As soon as we said, "Hey, y'all trying to go strip club? Can camp come?" You're gonna be like.
No.
I like meet me at Bossa Nova.
The only time I have to go to the strip club is when my dad comes.
No, now see
I'll
that
I have to
that.
Go
now. Oh, there, I'm yes. Going. I now if I miss that, I'll be sad.
Yeah, no,
I can't go for that. But
I
if y'all did something about go for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. No. Slicing here, we that's
yeah, that's story. That's story. Like he, then he got to come sit here.
Then he got to come. Oh, he come out here. He definitely come out.
So we
got to
go on a Monday. No, we got to go on a Sunday or Saturday and bring him on Monday. Hungover. I want them hungover.
right before we get his break, Drake.
Hilarious.
Anyway, so Drake gets.
What happened?
So the Camp Flog Nog festival with Tyler. Tyler
oh,
Gray,
yeah.
That festival was going on. And so, you know, it's a lot of different artists. You know, they got ASAP, they got everybody. You know, that's a specific crowd. You know, that's not a.
This is your turn up kind of rock
yeah,
type,
like
almost rock rap
hip,
crowd.
Hipstery. Hipster, yes. Yeah, it's a different crowd. Drake comes out there and he starts. They say he
who's
does.
Who's on the bill? One more time.
I mean, ASAP. A bunch of people. I think. I didn't look at the whole line, but it's a bunch
wait,
of people.
Wait, this at Astroworld?
No, a Flog Knock.
Oh.
Camp Flog. So, so then Drake comes on. They say he do about 9 songs. So then he gets to the end of his songs. He goes.
Was he a surprise guest or people knew he was going
to
be there?
No, surprise guest. So he gets to the end of his song and he's like, all right, y'all, listen, if y'all want me to, he says, Oh, here we go. Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want me to keep going, I'll keep going tonight. What's up? If you want me to keep going, I'll keep going. No! Boo! No! He goes, all right, like I said, my name's Drake. I love y'all. Listen to this. I laughed so hard.
Why would I keep going? It's
like,
no.
No, but it just was so funny because, like,
put yourself out there like that. Why, just don't do that.
You know,
is it video?
I'm going to tell you. Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, no! I will keep going tonight. What's up?
Frank!
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
He's going to stay.
It's been love. I love you. Thank you for having me.
No, they was not
why?
Was thinking about Frank, crowd. And they was thinking about Frank Ocean because Frank Ocean been teasing songs, so they was like, this would be the perfect time for him to come. So everybody, and then they start, when that clip is done, they start going, we want Frank, we want Frank. And so it's not his crowd. It's just
it's not his crowd.
Yeah, it's not, it wasn't.
And, so but, whose crowd? You said ASAP?
No, you know, Camp Lana is Tyler Creator's festival.
It's Tyler Creator's whole festival. It's his
whole festival. It's like Odd Future, that type of soul.
Where was it held?
It's always in L.A.
It's in L.A. Like, I think by, like, it's often.
A lot of those people will not like Drake. That type of crowd sometimes will not like Drake.
I think Drake is so popular.
You know, he's the opposite of what, you know.
I think he's so popular, but you sometimes forget that he can also get booed. Like, sometimes, because he's such a superstar, like, you wouldn't.
He's Disney.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he's going to get booed, but yeah, no, it happened. And sometimes you need those moments, you know? It ain't going to fake nothing, but it was hilarious.
He's not hurting Drake at
by because I love that. He said, all right, well,
He said, love y'all, peace. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, and we won't be back like Drake, but we will.
But if you want us to
come. If he wants to come back, just let us know.
Thank all God right. We can't hear him.
All right, y'all, time for the Patreon fan question. Remember, if you want to get your questions read, become a Patreon member for $2 or $5 to get you a full podcast called Boss Talk. Let's do it.
All right, the first question is not from Travis Scott, but Cameron Scott.
Okay.
What's up, DT fam? I'm new to Patreon. I was just wondering, what's the difference in the way you guys go about the creative process now versus when you first started out? Been watching since I was 12, and I'll be 21 on the 30th. Thanks for all the great memories.
Time. What we look at what's going to take our time and what can we get the most out of these projects. We can't do 1,000 things. We understand that, all right, this might work, but this might not. Do we have the manpower to keep up with this project? And what's the overall outcome? Is this something that we really want to do, or is this something that we're trying to just make a money move off of? So yep.
Dejan Fortune. Hey DT, it's Dejan Mustard. My question today is, are you guys getting Disney Plus streaming? Why or why not? Now look here. Mandalorian.
That should look great.
It's not a series, besides maybe that new show coming to HBO with the dude from the Hamilton play. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know his name.
The
composer guy.
Yeah, but you know that show?
Yeah.
Those are the two shows I'm most ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian, and that would make me get Disney Plus, but I'm not getting it yet. So
how much is Disney Plus?
Find it on the boot.
It's only $6.99. I'm about to get that shit.
I think I'm about to get it just to watch.
Even
just
if it's
to watch. All right, well then I'll watch it on Rome. Yeah. So we're gonna
watch
on.
It on Rome soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I watch it on Manuals. He said he gonna get it.
No, you said it first.
I did. Damn it, fuck.
No, but I do want to get it because I mean it's just too all the Marvel shows.
It's a lot
shows,
of stuff, yeah.
You know, all the Marvel shows on there are gonna connect directly to the movies.
Oh, all of them.
You gotta get it wrong.
Yeah, I might have that.
You gotta get it now.
Damn,
I support you.
So I basically gotta get it tonight because it come out tomorrow, right? At the 12th.
Yeah, you gotta get it tonight. Because you gotta be on track, he says.
But how you gonna watch it?
What you mean?
You should just get it and go in your room and close it.
but how? Would you need the password and stuff?
What'd you say?
Would you need the password and everything? To
what you talking about? I'm saying for you to keep up with Marvel. This ain't not nothing.
I'm just making sure it had nothing to do with you. Okay, cool.
You know I'm gonna see Mandalorian.
Yeah,
regardless.
I know you're gonna see.
You know what I'm saying? But can I get it? Undecided Podcast. Hey guys, I hope all is well. I apologize in advance because I'm kind of going on a rant. So since Halloween, I've been binging slasher movies. So far I watched the big three: Friday 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Halloween series. Growing up I was afraid to even watch these movies, but now I can see why. Michael Myers is the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life. Why is he so strong? I've seen this man get shot about 30 times, receive no medical attention, and still have strength to brutally murder people with no explanation why. Why is he killing these people? He'd just be walking in the houses, I guess, guess doors be unlocked and just be killing people. Freddy and Jason at least have a code to why they kill, but not this guy. It's to the point where I can't sleep at night. I wish I was playing. I'm pretty sure if my friends were to pop up with a mask on, I'd have a heart attack. Again, I'm sorry. My question is, what slasher scares you the most, or which slasher you wouldn't want after you the most? You already heard mine. God bless.
Even Freddy doesn't make sense.
No, Freddy is the
Freddy's
one.
Freddy's the one. Yeah, Freddy's the one.
Because you have to sleep. I gotta sleep. He hit you in your sleep, and you have to fall asleep.
Michael, but think about his reasoning of why he did. He was a child killer.
Freddy, he got killed.
And then he got killed by the parents. Yep. And he decided, I got to get revenge on them.
I'm coming to drink.
I'm going to do again. Well, I'm going to go on your drink.
Now, Michael, the thing is, first off, Michael's a white man. And that's already kind of scary. A strong white man. So I'm already kind of scared. But then it's like, he can walk.
He ain't wearing a suit, though.
He can walk faster than Usain Bolt can run.
No. I feel like this is how you defeat Michael. He doesn't run.
He don't run.
So me and him going to walk to the police station.
No, that's
hilarious. I'm going to walk, and I'm going to keep him in sight.
Oh, because if you run, he going to catch you. Because that's what it seems like.
Hey, let me keep him in sight.
Because he'll throw shit, too, though.
Look.
He'll when take he his knife shit? And
all right. Fucking. No. I'm
whatever.
At his own pace. I'm going to walk.
Just looking at him.
I'm going to walk.
You walking backwards while you're looking at him?
I'm going to call police. Yeah, I'm going to call police. Hey, maybe them come.
I agree with him.
I'm just going.
But I would do a light jog. I need to need to take off.
I'm not gonna lie. If they made another Michael Myers movie and he start running, that's scary. Cause I ain't never seen him run.
If he start running, then it's over.
Oh yeah, if he start running,
if
it's
he
over.
Can catch you walking, he definitely gonna get
he's
you
like
running.
Unstoppable and just a runner too. Oh,
but Freddy, dog, he gets you in your dreams. That's scary. Do we have the power that we have in our dreams when you recognize as a dream
yes,
and
you
can
do
everything?
Yeah.
The third one I think was called Dream Something, but the kids fought back in their dreams. Yeah.
Well, see, then all right, let me face them.
And then Jason. He's scary just because he got a.
He's big on slashes, man.
I'm not either.
Not like back in the day.
Like
in school,
when I used to think about the Scream movies,
you heard they bringing that back too?
Oh, I know. TV show.
No. Strangers was a scary ass slasher. No, I'm
saying
Strangers was a scary slasher.
Yeah, because
it can happen.
Even Strangers is not. It is a. I mean, I guess technically it's slashing people, but it's a very slow. But it's not like we're coming to get you because you had sex and I'm gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what make it worse.
But
they
even with Scream,
they said their whole motive.
Exactly.
You were home.
Great one.
Yeah.
I was home. I really like.
Even with Scream,
I'm always home. I'm scared.
Even with Scream, I'm thinking like, all right, if you don't catch me by surprise, I know you got a knife. But like at some point, we just gonna have to square up.
You're not gonna reach your fucking moment.
Yeah, like I'm not. It ain't like you a ghost or something.
But
like,
ain't initially.
You a human? No, not initially. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? But after a while, all right, we just gotta square up. Let's do it.
Tyler Afro Lady Thomas. Hey, fellas, no real question today. I just wanted to say that you guys have really helped me this year, and I really appreciate the work that you do. Boss Talk has really helped me see different perspectives on life and my life. Just got my hair twisted, so Afro Lady is now going to be Lady Locks. Laugh out loud. Hope y'all have a great weekend and good rest of your week. I'm taking a journey. I'm changing my eating habits and going on a lock journey with my hair at the same time. Really love the advice from last week, and Gail seems like a really well-rounded person to be around. One of my movie recommendations, Harriet. Just saw it last night. Her story was told beautifully. That movie do not look good in the trailer. I'm just going to be honest with you.
It don't look good.
I have
no
weird shit about that movie.
It don't look good. But thank you for everything, and
thank
we hope
you're
having a great journey.
But the one with Anthony Mackie,
and
Samuel Jackson about the dude, first black dude to buy a bank.
Yeah.
I never even knew about this story. That trailer looked great.
That trailer did look good. My nigga Chaz out here getting it.
Akinyele Artisan. What's good, DT? Last week there were about three times where someone says something wild and Gail looks into the camera, the office style, and had me rolling every time. Question is, in a zombie apocalypse, Walking Dead kind, who out of DT would you choose to be your partner? The catch is, you're literally handcuffed to this person for a good, and if they die, you still have to remain handcuffed to them.
I'm too heavy, so you don't want to be handcuffed to me.
You have to pick Mike or something.
Yeah.
Mike can.
Yeah, you got. I'm heavy.
Look.
Me and Mary, both of us can't be tied together.
Look, here's the thing.
Well, Chaz is light.
He a little light.
Here's the thing. With me and Mike, I already know we're going to be running. Mike's scary, so we running. So I need someone, when it's time to fight, let's do this.
Yeah, we got.
I need you. I need someone that's gonna get to
Mike. I'm scared. Mike gonna panic.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
And if he panic, it's gonna be like I'm gonna have to punch him or something. Look, and now I gotta drag him. I'm like, come on, man.
As far as dragging, of course you want Mike. Yeah. Mike and me, we're the two lightest in the group.
That's funny.
Now I'm thinking of this logically. So it's out of y'all three, you, Chaz, or Maine, who I want to be with. My first instinct says Chaz, because we running, we gonna be out of there. True. We gonna be running.
That's true.
But then he really cautious, and I need someone when it's time. Let's do it. And I believe
gonna,
when
he's gonna argue.
He's gonna argue a lot.
Disagree.
He's gonna argue
with your
a lot.
Approach.
Yes,
I'm a good listener, and Emmanuel is a good like listener. Is a good take initiative. So
I can take initiative too. Like if I feel like somebody has a greater perspective than me, I'll listen.
Yeah.
For the sake of this, I'll just go with y'all too.
Okay.
For when it's time to say fuck it and let's do this, I gotta go with a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we just go say fuck it.
Yeah,
I feel like me and him will reach our fucking moment the fastest. Yeah. Like fuck this, man. I'm tired of running. Let's do.
But Ron's biggest downfall is that he's just a bigger nigga.
No, man. But look, what he gets you in height, you get him in size. It ain't that too much of a difference. I need you play DN. You play defense. I need some aggression
right now.
We got to run through this.
That's true.
Let's do this.
But I'm scared his feet, too. You're going to trip me up.
I could. They're a little long.
Ron, stay walking on the back of my feet.
I'll be tearing the back of the heels up.
That would be an issue, especially if we're like locked together.
You know why I'm going to go with you? You know why I'm going to go with you? You know why I'm going to go with you out of me and Ron?
Yeah.
Because when he did that school project and did the action.
Let me tell you what we're talking about. So we did this school project.
I knew, back in college.
That shit is hilarious. Back in college, Emmanuel had me do this.
I was doing a short film like for my class. I was doing like a little action movie, a trailer. And Ron was the star of the trailer.
That shit was
and
bad.
I had to have I'm him do a bunch here, of man. Acting. Getting and hot. He did good. But this one run part scene. Of him running.
It was bad.
And it was just me and Cam would die for the next 10 years laughing about this shit.
I thought you was going to see it coming before I got it.
That's funny. No, that's hilarious. That's funny.
All right, Michael Kors.
We're going to try to find that clip and put it on.
I found it one. It's on one of my hard drives.
We should put out the whole trailer.
Michael Kors. God bless you guys. What up, though? I recently saw the Harriet Tubman movie. I thought it was great. In the end credits, they played a song that made my eyes ring. Laugh out loud. Stand Up by Cynthia. My question, is there any scene from the movie or show or any song that gets you all emotional, too? It's okay to cry. Lastly, longtime fan, my first video was What Gentlemen Think. I love the work y'all do. I'll be a fan for life. So is there a scene from a movie or show or any song that gets y'all emotional? I know it. Nutty Professor... When he's picking on Sherman, gets me every.
When Dave Chappelle was picking on Sherman,
that did not get me. But that's interesting.
I feel so bad.
And I should feel bad.
You were big. So you probably felt like, man, get over that shit.
I feel
such a fat ass.
And then when he walked back, I'm sorry, Miss Purdy. She like Sherman. It's okay. It's okay, Miss Purdy. He walked out. I just feel. I don't cry, but I just
feel bad.
And I know it's coming. Yeah. I feel it.
Mine would be the ending of Pursuit of Happiness. That should get me every time. That should just because it was so. He went through so much in that movie, and it's like yes, and that should be getting me.
I cried a bunch of shit. I cry in movies. And I ain't gonna front. Like I love like feeling shit. You know, I cried yesterday watching some son give his father some Green Bay Packers tickets.
Hey, that's emotional.
Broke down.
That's emotional. That's
like,
emotional.
He got him a jerk for Christmas. Yeah. He said we're going to a Packers game, and he was like, "This nigga started tearing up." I'm over here wiping my eyes. Like, what's going on? Nah, but one movie.
Sports shit gets us emotional.
Sports shit gets.
I understand.
Remember the Titans for sure. Oh, that was just oh man. But this movie called Life of Pi. I don't know if y'all ever seen
it. Yeah, Life of Pi was great.
That was a pretty popular movie.
There was this one movie. There was this one part where this kid, basically, his whole thing is him and his family out to sea. I think they were going from India to somewhere else, and maybe America or something. Their boat gets destroyed, and he gets stuck on a boat with a tiger. Okay? And the whole movie takes place of him and this tiger on this boat. And this kid, the thing that got to me is that, you know, his religion, they're Hindi or Hindu, mm-hmm. something like that. And they don't believe in eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was starting to starve. Like, he ain't have nothing to eat. And At one point, he just said he had to catch a fish. He saw fish swimming around. Mm-hmm. He had to catch a fish. And when he caught the fish, he started crying.
He started crying.
Like, he broke down crying and started like saying, God, forgive me, forgive me. And like, to have that, you are starving. Most niggas would just get whatever. Give me, let me eat this.
Yeah, let me eat,
but for him to still have the humility to just like say, it's just him on this boat. Yeah, nobody else is going to know about this. But he still felt so bad. And I was like, whoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a,
and that movie
that's
has a whole nother deeper meaning. It's like a whole, oh, like the tiger's supposed movie. To represent something.
It's been a while since I watched it. Really good.
Linnell or Linnell, one of them. Sup, DT. I'm a truck driver that travels all 48 states and just wanted to say I listen to y'all every week. DT, keep me updated and laughing on a regular basis. Be blessed, DT.
Thank you.
Be
keep
blessed,
us,
brother.
Keep up with us. I'm assuming it's Linnell.
No, Linnell or Linnell.
Linnell.
One of
them.
I'm assuming it's Linnell.
Linnell, okay.
It's L-E.
Well, let us know, Linnell, Linnell.
Yeah, let us know where you be stopping, too. Check in with us. Tell us where you, what state you
what
in.
What you might have a funny story.
Yeah.
Okay, Gay. Hey, DT. Know y'all had a hard time pronouncing my username last week. Laugh aloud. It's an elongated version of Hokage. Hoagie.
So we
the
still
leader king
broke.
Of Hidden Leaf Village. And she said Hokage. Anyway, hope you guys had a good week/weekend. So I'm a writer and I came up with an idea of a book. It's about zombies, but hear me out. Our interpretation of zombies isn't really what we think it is. Like, they could look like me or even you guys. Like, say, embalming fluid they use to preserve the bodies.
Okay.
Or actually what they use to bring that person back to life. Only thing is, they have bow recollection, no recollection, I guess, but she put bow.
Yeah.
That ain't my reading, y'all. What their past life was, which explains why we experience deja vu. What do you guys think? P.S. I strongly agree with Rome about The Rock being an alien. I think he goes home and unzips his skin and hangs it up in a closet. Peace and love.
So what's the main question?
Basically, what do you think about the idea?
Her idea of the zombie.
I mean, that'd be cool. I never seen it with the everybody. The zombies look like just us. Well, I guess
we had that. It was called a crack. I'm dead ass. I promise you. When I used to go to church as a kid,
that's
we
a
would leave
joke.
From Alexandria.
That's funny.
And my church was in Maryland. We go through DC.
Yeah.
And there was a part on we passed by this street on Anacostia. I swear to God, the amount of crackheads.
Yeah,
it was zombie-like.
That's what downtown looks like.
It was zombie-like. And downtown is homeless, yes. I don't know if it's crack.
Oh, no.
You think crack?
Oh, they.
Crack
I, is still I just watched this 3-minute video. I'm going to have to find it for y'all. It's talking about the homeless and the drug epidemic. Now, dog, that shit
is zombie-like.
Is wild.
I thought it was opioids right now. Well, that's probably middle America. Yeah,
but that shit, I said, it's people. People running up and fighting niggas and screaming and all time, like, dog.
It's crazy
this
shit, man.
So you right. So it's we have seen it.
We've seen it.
It's crackheads. So call your book Crack.
Felicia.
And you know the cure to not being a crackhead zombie?
What?
Stop doing crack.
Stop doing
easier said than done.
We gotta stop doing crack.
I can't stop smoking weed.
Felicia. Hey, y'all.
You a crackhead zombie.
I'm a crackhead.
Cam, if it makes you feel any better, you would have been my Mary while the other two would have been my fuck or kill. I'm not a fan of bald heads, so anyways, since Christmas is coming up.
Did I hear you laugh, Sue?
Sue, you better stop laughing at
What are some holidays?
You don't like bald heads, Sue? All right.
What are some of your holiday normalities that you don't particularly like? For me, I hate eggnog and holiday lights.
And holiday lights.
I like the lights.
I like
the
lights. Eggnog too.
And not only I didn't really care for eggnog.
I didn't care for it, but it ain't bad. I don't hate it.
You put a little lick
but
in that
holiday
night.
Stuff.
I love Christmas, man. It's such a
Christmas.
I just feel like Christmas if you just miserable, you hate Christmas. Like, why you hate Christmas unless you just had a bad Christmas as a child?
I mean, I understand. Well, Thanksgiving, a little
this
bit.
This Christmas, man, it's such a festive and fun and loving time. Like, I even love the music. That's my favorite part, hearing the music and the smell
you
of the pine.
You already know Mariah Carey getting
pine
ready.
Tree.
Because that song coming, you know.
I don't care for that. I'm talking about, like, you know.
I know you
don't care for the music?
Mariah Carey.
You know Mariah Carey song.
Bye, for Christmas. Did you hear she made $60 million off of that song?
I can believe it.
But that's why people do it.
Yeah.
$60 million. Yeah,
that's why people do it, because they know this is something that's going to last the test of time. You're going to play this every Christmas.
Like,
how much money did
song.
The people who did Christmas Story and the Grinch that? Because it's going to
play.
It's going to play every
Christmas. Every
Christmas. That's why people do it.
And Tess, Jessie's artist.
Friday After Next, the Christmas version. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tess, she just put out two Christmas songs. They both fire. It was a great Christmas song. It sounded like some old school. I was like, this is a great Christmas song.
I love Christmas. I was born in the summer. I'm a Leo, but for some reason, I love the wintertime. That is all me. And another thing I know me and Cam have always agreed on is the dress of winter. When you can layer up and do different cool shit. Like, I love winter.
That's why I like Cali, though. I can still layer up.
At least in the fall. Yeah. It's real
cool. Mm-hmm. Sierra, hey, you guys. What are you guys' favorite dish for Thanksgiving dinner? Much love. Stuffing or dressing that they call in the South.
Mine might be sweet potato casserole. Ooh. It might be sweet potato casserole in between that and mac and cheese.
Oh no! Everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of good shit.
Dressing, man, the dressing, man, dressing phenomenal. Stuffing.
So if they say if you can only have one thing for Thanksgiving, you would choose the stuffing. The dressing. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Dressing? I call it stuffing.
I grew up calling it stuffing. Okay. I didn't call it dressing until I moved.
The further you go down south, you hear dressing.
Stuffing. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Up north. Or, you know,
did y'all call it stuffing?
I call it stuffing, yeah.
Yeah, we call it stuffing.
They call it dressing.
When he
Georgia.
First called it dressing, I was like, what the fuck is dressing?
I was thinking, like,
dressing?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought. I hear a lot of people, I like calling it dressing. Yeah, that's cool. Dressing.
I live for my grandma dressing.
What's your favorite dish, Sue?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
My mac and cheese.
Hey, she said so my mac and cheese.
She's going off about this mac and cheese, and she's gonna have to prove us.
She gonna... I did. You just didn't come to my party.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked true. Up.
You can come the next party.
Okay. So I'll come over tonight.
Bring me the mac and cheese.
Come Thanksgiving.
All right, we're gonna make our round. Yeah, are y'all here for Thanksgiving, Bobby?
Nah, I leave 24th.
I'll be here for Thanksgiving, but you know I don't leave the house because I got to watch the game, and I can't take the risk of someone not wanting to play the game, so you know where I'll be.
The game is later. Just go grab a plate?
No, I can't risk being out there.
What time's y'all game? 5?
It's going to be prime time because we're the Cowboys. You don't know nothing about that.
That lost on prime time yesterday.
Come on, man.
Against Kirk Cousins. What happened? That was your dude. You kept shooting
on.
Well,
he said on the Redskins. He said,
come on. To be fair. On the Redskins. That's what
Come on, man. Like,
Kirk
all
Cousins
y'all
beat
know
the Cowboys,
losing.
Too. Come on,
man. That's his only second win in like 7 games against us. Come on, now.
I don't like Kirk Cousins either. Yeah. I never liked it.
I like a lot of my cousins.
Shabazz Ben New. What it do, DT crew? If y'all haven't already talked about it, what are your thoughts on T.I.?
Well, we
talked about this. All right. Wait,
thanks
hold on.
The question,
to spin that off, if you have a daughter, how would you... Okay, we talked about this. His last one, P.S. What's the wildest, the funniest sex ed myth that you heard / believe before being proven wrong?
Sex ed myth?
That hymens tell you if you've had
that's
sex.
That's true, yeah.
All right. Classic Cuddy, the bossy back from someone questioned last week. Who would win in a rap battle? Tropical Storm or Leon and Leon or Jerry J? Laugh aloud. Also, who would win... Rome or Timothy Della Ghetto? I got Rome.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Tim.
So the girl from the Hustle. I keep saying fucking Hustle. Rhythm and Flow.
Yeah.
What's the main chick's name? Linden. London.
Yeah.
London B.
London B.
Yeah.
Did you hear her freestyle? On it was on YouTube. I don't know what. It might have been on a radio station or something.
On Sway. The
host definitely was a Spanish. Oh, it's some kind of big Mexican dude or something. But y'all got to hear that. Fans out there, go listen to her freestyle. Freestyle.
It was hard?
Bro. Oh, she like, it made me really think, like, Nicki and Cardi and all, they really got to watch out for this girl because she is coming with fire.
What?
Remember when I was playing the girl that wasn't impressed by? I need to play it for you.
No,
but I was just saying, it ain't about you not being impressed, which I think is stupid, but that's not why I'm going here.
Yeah.
I was saying... Nicki, I don't feel nothing when I hear these other girls out-rapping her. Like, don't come at me with Nicki when these other girls are barring her to death.
This girl.
Nicki bars are weak.
Oh, they definitely weak now.
I don't
want
to hear it no more.
She was great on the show. She was one of the last four contestants, right? But her freestyle, like, made me, like, say, God damn, son.
Yeah. Like, but out of all the, I know you say Tropical Storm. Tropical Storm washing everybody. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who to.
I mean, they could be the greatest female rappers of all time.
No. Storm. Male. You messed
bend
up.
Bend over. What's up, DT? I finally made the jump to Patreon. I've been watching since high school, and y'all never fail to make me laugh. Anyways, I was having a discussion with my friends about the toilet seat, and the issue was how come when we pee, we have to put the seat back down, but when girls use it, they just leave it down. Like, come on now, we got to pick it up and then put it back down. Don't y'all think they should leave the seat up for us, or we should be keep peeing on the seat to piss them off? Literally. P.S. I was watching the list skit the other day and forgot Emmanuel actually had a hairline once. Keep up the hard work. The y'all day. Make my work day go by faster when I'm the only one cracking up around the workplace.
Now, when he said Emmanuel actually had a hairline.
Yeah.
And then he said, keep up the hard work. Was that a part of the same?
No.
Was he talking about the hairline?
No. He's saying he switched it. This
is I want to say one quick thing about the list. Funniest part about the list is Cam on both sides of the argument. If you have never noticed that, go back and watch the list. And when we arguing back and forth, Cam is on both sides. And it is one of the funniest shits
it's hilarious,
ever. But as far as peeing on the seat, I mean, it's not that hard to just lift the seat and just I never had a problem with just lifting this.
Okay. Let me break it down.
Okay.
It's definitely not a problem. Yeah. I always put the soil seat down, and I always lift both when I pee so I don't piss on the seat. But
yeah,
I need the toilet that goes down gradually.
That's true.
I don't like the slam.
If you got the ones that just slam, that's when it's going to be an issue, because now you got to fully put it down. When you got the ones you can just tap and it's going down, it makes it easier for everyone.
So we just need, the velocity needs to be a little less.
Yeah, the one you can tap and it go down slowly by itself.
Listen, I don't agree that they need to put it down. I mean, put it up for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But put it down for yourself.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking. Okay, I got to put it up for myself, you put it down for yourself.
Equal opportunity.
That's equal. I never understood why. You never put thing put back the seat down. Like, why don't you put it down? Why I always got to be the one touching the toilet seat?
That's why I said, if you get the one that gradually go down, everyone's happy.
You know what? When did that become a big thing?
It doesn't make sense. Like, what is the big deal? Put it down.
Look, because certain places in the world, a snake can come up there and come out the toilet, so it's an issue.
Wait.
Cam, I'm going to tell you like T.I. said, ain't no snakes around where we live. Ain't no deers around where we live. Ain't no
squirrels. So put that goddamn seat down.
Put that goddamn seat down.
All right.
Expeditiously.
Michaela, which is better, Ice Cube song? What's the better Ice Cube song? You Can Do It or We Be Clubbing?
We be clubbing, man.
You know what? They both on the same plane as me. They both old rapping.
You can do it. Put your back into it. We be clubbing.
No, because
when you listen to We Be Clubbing,
that beat is so hard.
The beat, but then he be like the third verse. My man, come on, rapping.
Yeah, he come on, Rome, because I know you know it. Go ahead.
I can't remember the third verse.
Well, rap the part you know.
Oh fuck! We be clubbing. Everybody like, put it, girl, take something. Don't pull nothing.
Do the VIP line. Their favorite line.
Why I can't fucking think of it now?
I'm blanking out too.
I'm blanking out. Why I fucking can't think of it? Hold on, now I gotta do it. Hold on, let me get the lyrics. We be clubbing.
Everybody get your
room. Because once I see the lyrics, we be clubbing lyrics. There we go. I'm mad. This is gonna be funny. Oh. It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the max. VIP in the back. With a stack of numbers. What he said? With a stack of numbers. My niggas like them dumber. We ought to get them smarter. Baby, take my order.
Hold on. Pause right there.
Listen.
We better take. Listen. We like them.
With a stack of numbers. My niggas like them dumber. We ought to get them smarter. Baby, take my order. The only shark that swam in hen no water. Got your daughter doing shit you don't think she ought.
That sounds old.
I love that shit, dog.
I think
me and Rome laughed about that shit for 3 days straight.
It just sounds like got your daughter doing
Vegas
things
or something coming back.
Got your daughter doing things you don't think she oughta.
Listen. It didn't say, look, verse 2 start off, we getting in free, so what the fuck now?
Why he so mad at the club?
Look, verse 3, baby, beware. Ice Cube is on tilt. Waitress bitching off the drinks my nigga spilt. Everybody sweating like it's Armageddon. 1999. Party oops. I'ma still grind straight from the west. Put away your nine. Ooh. DJ, can you play my shit one more time? Goddamn, you fine. My nigga, speak on it. She got ass for days. Put a week on it.
Come
on, man.
Bars. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
That sounds like something your dad would
stop
write.
Stop hating, Cam. You always hating on good shit. You always hating on Ice Cube.
It ain't over. Now everybody in the world.
Who did I ever hate on Ice Cube?
Listen, everybody in the world love to go clubbing, but after the club, you see the breakfast of fucking, ho, we ain't ducking, from haters in the parking lot who ain't doing nothing, trying to prove something, frontin'.
Why he so angry? My thing is, if you go, if the club make you that angry, why are you going?
I don't know. Stay home. If he make you that angry.
Remember, today was a good day. Why are you mad in the club?
He said, we getting in free, so what the fuck now?
That nigga wraps the spectrum, dog. And sometimes it's a good day, sometimes
that's true.
All right, Smiley Brown, what's up, DT? Hope all is well. This might be a little long and random.
Uh-oh.
Real quick, that wasn't Bernie Mac in the Kanye album. Bernie Mac in the Kanye album. That was comedian D. Ray Davis.
Wait.
One more thing. I watched it. I guess you said that. I don't know.
What? No, Bernie Mac was on. He wasn't on his album?
One more thing. I watched the MTV series Rome is on, and all I could think about was she had a heart-shaped click. Besides laughing at the show, I was dying laughing at the thought. Also, on last week, I couldn't deal with two or more wives. One wife is more than enough for me, and instead of fuck it, I have oh well, shit happens for a reason technique. Question. Have you seen RDC World skit about Popeyes? Oh my God, if not, watch it now. Nah, I didn't
see it. Oh, shit. It was check that out. It was D. Ray Davis.
It was?
Impersonating Bernie Mac. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
All right, enough said. What's up, DT? Hope you guys had a great weekend. Question, would you rather the option of playing in a single NBA game with having the size, skill, and athleticism of LeBron James in his prime, or had the greatest meal of your life? By the way, this meal is based on a scientific study of your taste buds, so it could possibly be something you've never had before.
Or be able to play in one NBA game with the everything LeBron got?
Yeah.
No, give me the meal.
Give me the meal.
Yeah, give me the meal.
What's the benefit of meal based on scientific
study? It'll be best a scientific of your life. Study of your taste buds, so it could possibly be something you've never had before. But by the science they do, they're going to match you. This will be the best meal you ever had.
Yeah, give me a meal.
Give me that NBA game, bro. Give me that NBA game. I get to play in the NBA for once, and it's on video, and it'll live forever, and I got the skill of LeBron. Oh, come on, man. I get to show my kids that.
What you go out, I was more of a tell your ACL. Let me tell your ACL the first game. First That's minute out.
I was in the NBA.
I was more of a football guys. I never had the NBA dream.
How long
so.
In the barbershop? You know I'm getting all the love in the barbershop.
You see, man, you go out there for that one game. Man,
you know I'm getting all the love in the barbershop. That's what all niggas right. do it for. So you do barbershop
it's like the strip club feeling. So you're doing it for that feeling. Okay.
Last two questions. Katrina. Hey y'all. Hope y'all are having a great start of the week. I got a chance to check out Slutty Vegan while I was in Atlanta over the weekend. Waited an hour in the line, which I wasn't expecting. Wow. I went all out and got the burger.
Every time it's an hour.
Wow, yeah. Shit.
I can't do it, man.
Yeah,
I went all out and got the burger with the shrimp and bacon on it. It was bomb. No regrets waiting in line in the cold. From having conversation with some folks in the line, they said they waited 3 hours when they first opened. Wow. Wouldn't have been me.
Nope. Not
at all. My question to y'all is, what's the longest amount of time you waited in line to get food? Was it worth it? I would say
maybe an hour.
Probably an hour, man.
Like, waiting outside of a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't... Shit. Even when I went to the
3 hours? Nah, man.
That's a long ass time.
Unless I can put my name in and come back.
But here's my thing. This is a vegan place, right?
Yeah.
Why do they still call things shrimp and burgers and bacon and all this other things?
They want
Why don't they just call it like you'll have soy on top of soy on top of soy?
No, because then it's not being normalized.
Not everything is made from soy.
Or satin or whatever the fuck.
Satin?
Not even that.
Satan? Oh, is that what it is? Satan?
This one restaurant I was seeing, I wanted to try while I was in Atlanta.
Satin?
Their shrimp is made from a fruit. And they make it look like battered shrimp. And then people say it tastes like shrimp, but it's a fruit. So not everything is soy. Or
but that's
satin.
Fine. But I'm just saying, why call it that?
Because it has to be normalized.
Why call it what?
Shrimp. It's not shrimp.
Because you are making a shrimp. You're making it into like what shrimp would be
shrimp,
like.
It looks
like
shrimp.
It's not shrimp. But
yeah, but it's going to taste. You can make it taste
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying. You can say taste of shrimp.
Yeah, taste
but
of
it's
shrimp.
Soy
yeah.
Soy or whatever it is. Shrimp flavor.
You went to school for marketing and advertisement. You're not going to say, come get soy. That's not appealing to the customer. You got to say shrimp.
Yeah.
But this shrimp-like.
Shrimp-like.
No, okay. That's not appealing.
But then it's
but
also.
You know, like, they're tricking niggas now into getting this fake crab meat, and they call it crab with a K.
Yeah.
Like, I go on and say, but it says a K.
But if you're smart enough to know, you know it's not what it is.
But, and that's why I'm trying to put niggas on that don't know. Like, y'all, a lot of people
if it's a vegan restaurant, you know it's not shrimp.
I mean.
I'm just saying, man. Stop lying to people.
No.
Stop lying.
Hey, y'all, friendly reminder that medical school is the ghetto. I'm getting myself for having goals when I could have easily made my living being on Instagram thought. Laugh out loud. Anyways, barely sliding in this before 10 a.m. I'm stick with the movie topic like last week. Action film. Which one of y'all is the villain, the hero, the annoying sidekick, reveals themselves as a double agent. The regular person who somehow gets wrapped up in the storyline constantly has to be saved. Mm-hmm. Based on last week, y'all probably are going to say Mike, laugh out loud.
She said saying in this group?
Yeah. In the action field, who's the villain? Who's the hero? Who's the annoying sidekick? Who reveals themselves as a double agent?
I'm going to go.
The regular person who somehow gets wrapped up in the storyline and constantly has to be saved.
I'm going
to
go hero Cam. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go double agent Chaz. Because he's good at, I feel like that's his
strength. But is that double agent?
I would have went his sidekick.
Sidekick, Chaz.
Okay. That would have been his strength, I feel.
Me, I'm too nice, so I feel like I would be wrapped up in this storyline out of nowhere. So I feel like that would be.
Oh, like the unknown
character. Yeah, so I think that might be me.
I'd be villain.
Villain. So what did it leave Mike?
The double agent. Because if you think about it, if he plays scared, but then he needs to get to where he needs to get. He could be the double agent.
I can see that.
I can see Mike as a cool ass villain.
I can see him as a villain
because he dresses so different.
I'm like, this villain is eclectic.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But like, I mean, the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker.
Oh, I just saw the Joker over the weekend.
Wait, did you still didn't see it?
I still haven't.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
Take away my superhero license.
Fire. They gave me everything I want. That was the last question.
That's it. Thank you guys for another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Remember,
name that, buddy?
Yeah, for a second. I'm in the Comedy Trap House. Remember, Manscaped code is DORM20. Go get your Manscaped for the holiday season. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Studio 71. And we'll see you next week.
Let's do it.
Peace.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.